حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. أما بعد، one of the blessings of Ramadan is the birth of the first light in the house of Fatima and Ali, the birth of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salatu wa salam. And first of all, I congratulate on behalf of all of us, I congratulate the Imam of our time on the birth of his grandfather. And I congratulate all of you. And I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in the shade of His mercy and for the sake of this holy birth that has taken place today, that He accepts all our amal and fulfills all our du'as for the sake of Muhammad wa Ali. And speaking of the month of Ramadan, I want to start a new subject so that the days that are ahead of us, soon we will have the nights of Qadr, the Layal al-Qadr. And this is a great opportunity. In fact, this is an important time of the year. And every mu'min should take advantage and should know what Laylatul Qadr is with ma'rifat and with understanding and recognition, so that he can take advantage of what Allah holds in that night of Laylatul Qadr. What is it? What does it mean? Few words I want to say, and inshallah the next 2-3 days probably that we're here, by the will of Allah, I will try to go in details of this night so that everyone here should understand what Laylatul Qadr is before it comes, so that you can prepare yourself for that night. Many times we have heard Laylatul Qadr, then we have also participated in Laylatul Qadr. We have also prayed and done amal in Laylatul Qadr. But with what understanding did we do it? Did we understand what Laylatul Qadr is? Do you know what Laylatul Qadr is? Allah said in the Quran that Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. It is a night that is better than 1,000 months. If you calculate 1,000 months, that's 80 some years. In other words, what Allah is saying, that this one night He has made so powerful that is equal to a very long lifetime. Who's going to live to 80 years old? If you live to 80 years old, you have achievement. Right? Most of us who have unhealthy habits, 80 years is a far-fetched dream. Right? It's a far-fetched dream that we can look at and say, yeah, sure. It's going to happen, right? But the fact is that, imagine this, 80 years to us is a big time. That's a long time. If you can celebrate your 80th birthday, then my hats off to you. Great job. Right? But the issue is that Allah is saying that if you can imagine what 80 years is, then I have made this night, this one night for you, equal to 80 years. Equal to a whole lifetime. Such an incentive that Allah has given us. For what? For Laylatul Qadr. Now I want you to understand something here in Laylatul Qadr, what it is. What is Laylatul Qadr? In order to understand what Laylatul Qadr is, I'll speak from one angle today. In order to understand what is Laylatul Qadr, first we need to understand what are Muqaddarat. Muqaddarat are, for example, our destinies, our fate. Fates that we have, our destinies. What is destined for us? What is written for us? These are called Muqaddar. You know, what is your Muqaddar? It means what is destined for you. So these Muqaddarat, what are these Muqaddarat? You see, we limit these Muqaddarat to a few things, to certain things. Our thinking is limited, so we limit what is Muqaddarat, what is our destiny, to a few things. For example, we limit it to maut, to death, right? That when we are going to die, if we are going to die, what is this death is our, in our destiny this year or not? One thing. A second thing is rizq, provisions. That Allah is going to give us rizq and we limit it to just rizq. And say that how much rizq you get and how much provisions you get is decided on Laylatul Qadr. But my friends, muqaddarat are more than that. Your destinies are more than that. That's what we don't think about. Everything that will happen throughout the year for you is included in the muqaddarat. Everything that will happen and that you will go through this year is included in your muqaddarat. Not just your provisions, but who you're going to meet, who are you going to become friends with, who is going to become your enemy, which people are you going to deal with? With which people are you going to come across? Who are you going to interact with? Whether you're going to have good incidents happen to you or bad incidents happen to you. Whether you're going to have incidents that you're going to face in life or dealings you're going to face in life that you don't like. Or whether you're going to face dealings that which you do like. Whatever business people or business that's going to come your way and into your hands. All of these things are decided on Laylatul Qadr. All of these things, who you're going to meet, for example, you come across someone, you meet someone, you become his friend, and you get to know he can become your business partner, and you become a business partner. That meeting took place because of Laylatul Qadr. If you got into an accident, that has harmed you, hurt you, anything like that, that happened because of Laylatul Qadr. My friend, your destiny is decided on Laylatul Qadr for the next year. Laylatul Qadr is for everyone. Everyone's destiny is decided on Laylatul Qadr. Not just believers. Everyone's destiny is decided on Laylatul Qadr. That on Laylatul Qadr, you will get whatever you ask for, whatever things it is there. You can make du'as for it, you can ask for it, you can seek for it, you can beg for it. Or you don't even do anything of these things. None of the above. You can sleep, have a good time, party, enjoy yourself. You can do that also. No one is forcing you to do anything. No one is forcing you to do anything. You are in complete choice. Whether you want to ask Allah that Allah, make the incidents in my life this year good for me, helpful for me, or you want to ask Allah that Allah, you know, I just want to make sure that I don't end up in situations that are wrong, that are incorrect. I'll explain something to you about these destinies, these muqaddarat. Send me a salawat. A boy wants a bicycle. His father couldn't get one or didn't get one. So now the boy, he's so desperate for a bicycle because all his friends have bicycles, whatever the case in the neighborhood. He goes and steals a bike from someone's yard. He sees a bike and he takes that and starts riding with it to his friends and takes it away. Maybe it had happened to you. It happened around my house also. You know, you leave your kids' bikes outside and next thing you know, they're gone. And then you tell your kid, I told you to love your bike, you know. And so he said, I didn't know, and in that I didn't know, he lost his bike. Well, someone else took it, right? So obviously someone else took it. So let's say a kid takes the bike and he starts riding with it. And then as he's riding with it, you see that he hits a pothole and he flips over and falls and breaks his face. You know, the worst way to fall is when your bike flips over frontward. You know, it's very hard to stop that fall because of the awkward situation you're in, you don't think about raising your hands upwards. And soon as you know it, you fall flat on your face and break your face. And so now, this kid broke his face, and he comes back. He sees himself bloody, the mother is worried, she gets medical attention for him, helps him out, and all these things happen. Now my friends, understand this. Many incidents happen here, and I'll extend this example with another example afterwards in this speech. But when this incident happened, you see that boy stole the bike, one mistake. Now, that mistake, why did he steal the bike? Why he steal the bike for? Because he ordered a bike, he couldn't get it. And so he saw the opportunity to disobey Allah and he did it. He knows it's wrong. He knows it's wrong, but he did it. Why did he do it? My friends, this was decided on Laylatul Qadr. Now why he did it? The parents need to ask themselves, did they make a dua for their children's protection this year? Not from hardships and accidents, this and that. Did they make a dua for their protection from sin? That Allah help them when sin comes. Well, let me give you another example that might be helpful for you. Might be helpful for you so you understand. Right? Send me a lot of salawats. You know, a person intends to see something wrong. He intends to see something wrong. You know, it's very easy. He's on the computer working, he's browsing, and you know you can get lost while you're browsing places that you don't want to go to. Right? So now, as he's browsing, he's filled with temptations. And an inside voice is urging him, all right man, no one's watching, go on. So as he starts to do that, he just looks up and then he sees a verse of the Quran written on the wall. He just looks at it. See, he's about to do haram. He just looks at that verse and that verse, he looks at it, starts paying attention to it, and it reminds him of something, of Allah, and then right away he says, I should be doing this. He stays away. The mother walks in. When the mother walks in, he's like, Mom, who put this on the wall here? He says, well, I just got a gift. Someone went for ziyarah, and they came yesterday, and they gave this, so I just put it up there. Because he noticed that this wasn't up there yesterday. He said, the mother said that someone came from ziyarah that they put it up there. But you see, he was about to do sin, he was about to do wrong. But that verse of the Quran saved him from sin. Now, do you think that's a coincidence? Do you think that just happened? No, my friends, them being saved from that sin was decided on Laylatul Qadr. On Laylatul Qadr, because of a dua that he made, Allah sent that ayat to his house so that it can be put up there so it can save him from that sin. But this is what destiny is. If you are protected from sin throughout the year, it's because Allah is helping you. protected because of the du'as you have asked on Laylatul Qadr. Because you have stood in Laylatul Qadr and asked Allah for it. This is what how deep Laylatul Qadr goes. What is Laylatul Qadr? All your destinies, what is going to happen to you, the sins you are going to do and not going to do are decided on Laylatul Qadr. If you do a sin in the year, then it means that in Laylatul Qadr your du'a was not that strong and you did not ask Allah for help. Look back and see, did I make a mistake in Laylatul Qadr? Did I do something wrong on Laylatul Qadr? Did I go to sleep on Laylatul Qadr? Ask yourself that, my friend. Why this happened to you? Everything you do has led to God. There are no coincidences in life. If anyone says, oh, this is just a coincidence, it is not a coincidence. It cannot be a coincidence, my friend. When you drink water, that drink of water was written on Laylatul Qadr. And while you drank water, a drop of it fell off and it ran down your cheek, down somewhere else. Don't think that drop doesn't have a purpose. There is a purpose that Allah has assigned for it. Everything in this world has a purpose behind it. Nothing is in vain. Everything has a reason and purpose behind it. Everything. Do not look at it as an accident or incidental or a coincidence. It's not like that. It is a purpose of Allah that is behind this. There's purpose behind this. It's like, you see, an accountant. I don't know if there's any accountant over here or if you know some accountant. If you're a businessman, you might want to know some accountants before you file your taxes. Right? Don't get into trouble with the IRS by not having an accountant. Alright? Free advice. So now what happens is that if you go to an accountant, in accounting, when you do hisab, when you do muhasaba, in accounting, you will see that at the end of the day, if there's $1 left over, if there's $1 that's left over, then what account does that $1 go into? It can't be just left there. It goes $1 just, you know, have a Pepsi with it. Alright, you know, there's $1 left over. Where did that $1 come from? Where is that $1 going? There needs to be an account where it can be put in. Miscellaneous, whatever it is, there has to be a book that is going to be written in. This $1 is extra. My friends, your accountant might make a mistake and have some leftover money or might run into negative. But when Allah does His accounting, everything is so perfect that there is nothing left over. There's nothing left over. Don't think that anything that you're doing is going to be left over. Everything is accounted for. Everything. What's going to happen to you is accounted for. What you're doing is accounted for. Ma, my brothers, understand from here. Send me a salawat. Laylatul Qadr determines how much you're going to earn, with whom are you going to make friends with whom are you going to make enemies with. All of this is decided on Laylatul Qadr. Everything that you is going to happen to you is decided on Laylatul Qadr. That's why after Laylatul Qadr, there is no decision taking place. Now everything will happen according to a plan after Laylatul Qadr. But on Laylatul Qadr, you have a choice. You have a choice and you can stand there and you can ask for something on Laylatul Qadr. My friends, this is the reason why you see the Imams have said to us, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam had said, there is no jabr, there is no force on you. And there is no complete freedom also. He says the state is between the two. My friends, Laylatul Qadr is the day of tafweed. Meaning in Laylatul Qadr you are free to choose. Choose whatever you want on Laylatul Qadr. After Laylatul Qadr there is no choice, there is only jabr throughout the year. There's junk throughout the year. There's nothing that you can do to change it now. Everything is written down in Laylat al-Qadr. That is your choice. Stand up, ask whatever you want. Doors are open. When the door closes on Laylat al-Qadr, hatta matla al-fajr, when fajr comes and when the doors of accounting are closed, then after that, now you have to live according to Allah's plan. You have to live according to Allah. You can't do anything to change it. Nothing you can do to change it. It's written down, it's written down. That's it. It's written down. That's the way it is, my friends. That's the way it is. This is Laylat al-Qadr. Laylat al-Qadr is a day of choice. Laylat al-Qadr is a day that you choose. You choose on Laylat al-Qadr. After Laylat al-Qadr, you have no choice. Now everything is written down, and that's what's going to happen to you throughout the year. Now, just understand, what should be your attitude on Laylat al-Qadr? What should be your attitude when we are in Laylat al-Qadr? Leave aside the prayers and amal and du'a joshan and all those things. Let's say if those prayers were there, let's say it was not a night of prayers. Leave that aside, no prayers, nothing. I'll give an example so that you understand Laylat al-Qadr. Brothers and sisters, there's a closed door meeting going on. There's a meeting going on, closed door meeting. And in that meeting, there's a decision being taken place about your future. They're talking in there about you. What's going to happen to you, what will happen to you, what incidents you will face in that year, everything will be there. It's being decided about your life. Everything being decided about your life and behind closed doors. Tell me, when you know that your whole life, your whole year is being decided behind these closed doors by some people inside that room, would you be able to sleep that night? Your life is being decided. Okay, you know what? He's going to get into an accident. Remember that orange juice had? You know, I had my orange juice, you know. This is what's going to happen to me. These are the friends I will meet. These are the people I'll fight with. These are the things I'll have. Everything's being written down. Now tell me, just the fact that your life is being decided is enough to keep you awake. Is enough to keep you awake. How can someone sleep when their life is being decided? When their life is being decided there, my friend. Let's say there was no amal, nothing. If you know that your life is decided, you wouldn't be sleeping. You will say, I want to stay right here to make sure that everything goes well. And Allah has that mercy on you and says, listen, I am not that hard-hearted. I am not that merciless to keep you standing outside the door. No, I am inviting you inside the room so that you can also be a part of what is going to be written down for you. You see, that's Allah's mercy. He said, listen, I will write your life with your pen. Come. Come inside and you tell me what to write down. Tell me what to write down. I will write it down for you. Why won't I? I will write it down for you. Are you ready to ask? Are you ready to write it down, my friends? This is Laylat al-Qadr. He goes, come on, let my you free. Come on, write it down. I want to write it down. I want you to write it down. What do you want? Tell me, accidents, failures, or successes? Write it down. I'll give it to you. I'll make sure you get it. Subhanallah. Allah is giving that so much choice to us on Laylat al-Qadr. So I'll do it for you. Imagine that. You know, some people are afraid. Many people are afraid. I should say some. Many people are afraid. You know what they're afraid of? And you see, this is what kufr and the ideology of kufr thinks like. What does it think like? It says that, you know, I don't want my life to be destined by someone else. I cannot live with the fact that someone else is right. running my life. I can't live with that fact. See, people are afraid of that. See, because to them, when you say that, you know what? Now everything is decided, now it's going to go according to a plan. I said, you know, do you want to live according to a program? Do you want to live according to a plan? Is that what you see? People are afraid of that. But as many, I will advise you something. Do not be afraid of that. You know why Allah does that? Because I want you to understand this very carefully what I'm saying. You know why Allah does that? Why is it that only one day out of the year He gives us choice? And the rest of the year we are in jabr. We are majboor. We are destined to do what is planned on Laylatul Qadr. You know why He does that? All He wants us to see is this. That listen, I am planning the life of everyone who's living on this earth. Everyone, 6 billion people, I'm planning their life on this night. And this program I'm making for the year. And each of these people, I will decide for them what is going to happen to them, who they're going to interact with, who they're going to deal with, who they're going to meet with. I will put all of those things together for 6 billion people, and I will let those 6 billion people go out and live their life for this year, and then see, is there anyone who's going to go against my plan? That night, everyone's fate is decided, and they live exactly according to how Allah decided it. They live exactly how Allah decided it. What is this showing us? My friend, understand this. We cannot even decide about our own life. You know, for example, we make a plan. You know what? I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this. Tell me, how many of those plans work out? You know, you all made plans before. Has there ever been a time, you know what, I made 100% plans and everything worked out perfectly? Has that ever happened? You see, just in our own life, when we plan our own life, we are not able to make a plan that is 100% perfect and works perfectly. Allah is making plans for 6 billion people, and all the plans that He makes works perfectly for the year. Now what does this show us? It shows us the qudrat of Allah. It shows us the power of Allah. My friends, the power of Allah is known by what He does on Laylatul Qadr. He decides the lives of all the people, lets them go out, and then says everything will work according to my plan. Now understand that I am the most powerful. I am the most powerful life. Friends, this is why it's called Laylatul Qadr. It shows the power of Allah. Laylatul Qadr is what shows the power of Allah. You want to know how Allah is powerful? He said, Allah has made a plan for you. Try to go against His plan. You can't. It's futile. Everyone, everything that happens will happen according to how Allah planned it. Exactly according to how Allah planned it. It's on Laylatul Qadr you can ask Allah that, Allah, this year, help me not to do a sin. Allah, this year, do this for me. Do this for me. Allah says, I will let you write it. Come and write your destiny right now. Write your destiny. I will do it for you. I will do it for you. Or you can sleep. You can just go and sleep. Relax, sleep, you know, have dreams or nightmares, whatever you want. Right? And if the rest of the year turns out to be a nightmare, don't complain. Man, this year was bad for me. Reason was bad because on Laylatul Qadr you did not go and sit where you were supposed to sit. Because this is Laylatul Qadr. You don't need to do amal in this. Amal, they are all recommended. Good, do them, recommend it. But the purpose is that your life is being planned that night. Your life is being planned that night. Do not make yourself, do not lose that opportunity. Do not lose that chance. Laylatul Qadr is sufficient. I will explain more inshallah in detail. Right, as to what Laylatul Qadr is. Why it's so important. how things are there. But right now, this is just what you need to hear right now, so that as an introduction, it can serve you that really, the person who's sleeping on Laylatul Qadr is an unfortunate person. Either he doesn't know what Laylatul Qadr is, or he doesn't care about his future. You should care about your future. My friends, you should care about your future. You should be worried about your future. You know, worrying about your future is a blessing from Allah. It's a blessing from Allah. Because everyone worries about their past. When you look at it, you know you worry about what you have done. But how many people are concerned what will happen to them and what wrong will they do in the future? What wrong will you do in the future? How many sins will be involved in the future? Thinking about the future is a blessing from Allah. This is a great blessing. He has given you that understanding that you are thinking about not doing wrong in the future. Not just repenting for your past, by doing your right. My friends, Laylatul Qadr. One more thing about Laylatul Qadr, and we will end the speech here. You know, and this is, I want to clear a misconception here. For many of you, it will be a misconception, alright? And I will just mention it right now. My friends, when is the Gregorian New Year? You know, the American New Year. When is the American New Year? That's January, good. When is the Iranian New Year? Awale what? The Iranians were right. What is the month? Farvardin, Awale Farvardin. Good. Now tell me, what is the Islamic New Year? Subhanallah. You see, that's what we have learned, right? The first of Muharram. But now let me make it clear for you. First of Muharram is not the Islamic New Year. First of Muharram is not the Islamic New Year. This is the New Year in the Hijri calendar of the Arabs. Arabs used to have this month. That's why the first Muharram was the first month. The first of Muharram is the New Year for their year. The Islamic New Year is Laylatul Qadr. This is the New Year's Eve of Laylatul Qadr. This is where the accounts are closing. And that's why you see there are two things you do in Laylatul Qadr. You ask for the forgiveness of the past and you ask for the goodness of the future. You are standing between your past and future. In other words, this Laylatul Qadr is the New Year's of Islam. You want to celebrate the New Year's of Islam. Islam's New Year starts with Laylatul Qadr. The whole year is starting on Laylatul Qadr. That is the New Year of Islam, the Islamic New Year, not the Arab New Year. The Islamic New Year is Laylatul Qadr. Because in Laylatul Qadr, that New Year's Eve is what you're spending with Allah. That Allah, I am making this dua so that my whole year can be good for me. This is the start of the year. And Allah, I'm asking for forgiveness for my past year. I've done wrong. This is the New Year of Islam. You see, many people they don't know what New Year's is. They say that, oh, the Islamic New Year starts with mourning. It doesn't start with mourning. The Islamic New Year starts with ibadat and worship. And Allah has made it a night where you should stand up. Everyone celebrates the New Year by being awake the whole night. Don't they? Go to Times Square and see. What are they doing there? Sleeping? What, are they sleeping in Times Square? No, they're not. They're having fun. They're enjoying themselves. It's their New Year's. They're having a good time there. My friends, in Islam also Allah says, be awake on New Year's Eve. Be awake the whole night making your amal and du'as and prayers. This is how Allah wanted us to celebrate the New Year's. This is Laylatul Qadr. Inshallah, I'll say more inshallah in the next 2-3 days. With Allah's permission and His grace. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ سَلَوَاتِ مُحَمَّدْ
اللَّهُمَّ
سَلَوَاتِ مُحَمَّدْ عَلِي مُحَمَّدْ. I guess in a year we'll have to wait for time, inshallah, and we go on.
So.